Hello! Today is April 1st, but this is not a prank. I'm just making you guys a little update to let you know what I have going on and what I'm working on and what I've recorded and my schedule update because I promised I would do that and some things that I'm thinking about for the future. Okie dokie. Let's get into it. So tomorrow is my birthday. Hooray! I'm gonna be old. I'll probably eat pizza and hopefully some cake. Excuse me, I'm very sleepy. And I don't know, maybe play some video games with friends or something. I hope it'll be a great time. As for what I'm working on, I have like 5 or 7-ish scripts that are already recorded, just need to be edited. Oh god, sorry, Discord is making so much sound. I have a darker script that is like an F-sub rape audio that is called The Obedience Machine. I've actually had that recorded for a while and just things keep coming up and it just keeps getting pushed back. Mostly because I have to edit it and, well, my close friends know how I am with editing, so. I also have a gentle femdom script called Moth Girl, and it is kind of like a role reversal on Mothman, but it's super cute and so good. It's really good, gentle femdom. It's kind of a little bit funny in the beginning, and I just love it. That was written specifically for me by my writer friend Mouse. I believe her username on Reddit is Shy Little Mouse. I'm not positive. I'll tag her in the comments down below. But she's amazing and I love her so much. And all of her scripts are just like, she writes a good variety. But I like some of them are just so cute and so sweet. Like she does gentle femdom so well. I really love it. So I'm excited about that one. Really excited. Next on the list is the new chapter in the Slave Girl saga. That one's called Inflame Me Master, and that will actually be out on Friday, but we'll talk more about that in a second. Let's see what's next. Oh, my Thanks for 100 Subs audio. The script is finished. And I have finished recording it. I just need to edit it. So that will likely be out next week sometime. I'm so happy that LSI decided to write it and that he offered in the first place. It's a super cute story and I really hope you guys... Whoa, why are you crying over there? Sorry, my dog just came in and cried and then left apparently. Anyways, that script is called Your Overly Attached Witch Girlfriend. And I hope you guys will really like it. So I'm still working on a whole bunch of huge collaborations, and actually in one of the group chats for one of the collaborations that I'm in, I accidentally made a typo and I meant to write slave girls and typed space girls. And that is the only thing that I will tell you about this script. Except for the fact that everyone involved is so excited about it. I think it's gonna be one of my favorite things ever to perform and just in general. It's written by Ravisher Girl and he was very excited writing it. And I think everyone is gonna love it. There's a lot of really amazing voices in that. We have Ruthie Wren, Garden Slumber, Night Fawn, Skitty. Who else? Hold on, let me see. And Lupine. So I'm so excited and I cannot wait to show you guys this script. It was written specifically for us because after I made that typo, everyone in the chat was like, oh my god, somebody do this. One day it'll come out and you guys will be like, what the fuck? what else am I working on? Oh, there's actually, Ravisher Girl also wrote a script that is a public script. He didn't write it, only for me, but it was kind of inspired by and, like, a little bit for me, as a sort of birthday present. and it's in another MF for A, and I'll be working again with Moondance, and I'm very excited about that too. So keep a lookout. It's gonna be great. The last thing I wanted to... Oh, wait, no. You know what? Let's talk about my schedule first. So my schedule is going back to Monday, Wednesday, Friday, which is what it was when I first kind of set up my schedule. It just works the best for me and for the content that I'm putting out, because I love doing the Slave Girl series, and that kind of needs its own day because it does come out once a week. And that will be updating now on Fridays. It was on Sundays, but it'll now be on Fridays. Slave Girl Friday just, you know, it doesn't have the right ring, but I think it's gonna work a lot better. Because there's just not as many people online on Sundays, and I just feel like for the amount of work that Ravish is putting in writing it and the amount of work that I'm putting in recording and editing it, it would just be nice if it got a little bit more attention. Mondays will still, for the most part, be Monster Girls, because I love doing Monster Girls, but you might, you know, like today, you might get something a little bit different depending on just what I have recorded and what I'm inspired to work on. Wednesdays will continue to be whatever the hell I feel like doing. So yeah. Anyways, finally, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about something that makes me a little bit nervous, and I don't really know how to talk about it, but since I started posting publicly on GWA, I've had a number of requests for a link to my Patreon. I don't have a Patreon, you guys. Although I appreciate very much that you think I am good enough to have one. For those who have asked me for it, I do not have one. And I have been considering making one for a number of reasons. And not yet. I will probably not make one until I have between 500 and 1,000 subscribers. Just because I don't really feel like there's that much of a need for one. One of the main reasons that I would make one is that I currently have a donation system. It's a little tip jar, and it's through Ko-fi. Unfortunately, Ko-fi is not the most private way to accept donations. It shows both my email address that I have attached to my PayPal as well as whoever is sending the donation. And so, you know, if your name is in your email address that you're using, like, you just sent me your first and last name, etc. And so it's not my favorite. Whereas with Patreon, it's more anonymous and I don't get to see any of your information and you don't get to see any of my information. I just think it's a better system for people who are interested in sending donations. If I do make a Patreon, and it is an if because I still haven't decided whether or not I am for sure going to make one even in the future, it would not hinder my ability to put out content on GWA. I do not plan to reduce what I'm putting out. There will always be at least 2 to 3 audios a week for as long as I find scripts that I enjoy working on. The things that you might see there are like a different series, like if I wanted to start a series that was not the Slave Girl series, or, you know, things that you guys have never seen me put out, like Ramble Faps, for example, is something that I have never put on GWA. So yeah, if I do that, it would be different content in addition to what I'm doing here already. Because you guys are really important to me, and I don't want to do something that would isolate my listeners or push you guys away or make it difficult for you to have access to my content. Because if you're not listening to my content, then why the fuck am I making it, right? you guys are all really important to me, and I value your opinions. So if you have an opinion, either, you know, positively or negatively about Patreon, I do want to hear it so that I can take those concerns or, you know, excitements into consideration when or if I decide to move forward with that. Let's see, what else? I have like a little notepad open just in case I have missed something. Nope, I think that was it. So yeah, that's what I have going on. That's what I'm working on. So there's some things I'm thinking about for the future. And that's it. So I'll see you guys on Wednesday. Bye!